welcome to the world of productive laziness with myself, Peter Taylor, the Lazy Project Manager.
The Lazy Project Manager is sponsored by Tailwind Project Solutions. If you're looking for more reliable project delivery, better credibility with your clients, more efficient and effective practices, and a sound development path for your team, then get in touch. We make a difference to the way your business runs projects. From setting up project academies, coaching, mentoring, workshops, health checks, and much more. See our website, tailwindps.com, or email alex.marson@tailwindps.com to find out how we can support your business.
Welcome all of my listeners around the world. Welcome to the Lazy Project Manager podcast. And it's exciting times. It's early in the year, I know, but I am building up to the launch of my latest book. Now, this is my 18th book, unbelievably. And it's been a long time coming. I haven't produced a book in the last year because I've been working on this one. And this one is, and I don't want you to tell your senior executives about this, because it's a kind of a secret, but this book is all about projects, but it has nothing to do with project in the title. Because actually what I want to do is get the C-level executives, the senior people inside your organization, the MDs and CIOs and CFOs and all those other people, I want them to get to pay attention to something I think is really, really important. And we'll talk more about this in March when the book is actually out, but it's in that final stages. The draft of the book has been completed, it's been edited, it's currently going through all that lovely formatting process at the moment. We've had the cover designed, and the book is going to be called, wait for it, How to Get Fired at the C-Level. How to Get Fired at the C-Level. Subtitle is Why Mismanaging Change is the Biggest Risk of All. And I'm going to read you the blurb. I've just finished writing the blurb, so you get to hear the blurb. The blurb, in case you're wondering what on earth that is, it's the text that goes on the back cover of the book that is supposed to encourage you to read the book, or at least pick it up and have a go at reading it. Anyway, what it says is getting fired at the C-level is easy, and this book will tell you exactly how to go about it with ruthless efficiency. But perhaps not getting fired is your preferred outcome. And if that is the case, then you might have a challenge or two in the arena of strategy execution, since the number one reason that CEOs get fired is for mismanaging change. Leading executives, it seems, do too little about strategy implementation, do not apply the appropriate level of attention to such critical organizational change, and often relegate sponsorship and leadership to lower management, whilst the C-suite get on with their day jobs, whatever that is. How to Get Fired at the C-Level will explore this challenge, and since all challenges are really opportunities, will show ways to not only significantly reduce change failures, but also how to dramatically raise the capability, speed, and success rates of delivering strategic change in your organization. It also offers a simple means to evaluate executive engagement and to offer a series of very practical steps to let you be the person who puts the C for change at the C-level. So there you have it, How to Get Fired at the C-Level. Mismanaging change is the biggest risk of all. You and I all know, of course, that actually what I'm talking about is projects. It's about investing in project sponsorship. It's about investing in a good project portfolio management process and system. It's about investing in professional project managers. It's about taking change serious. So I will be talking more about that, but I just wanted to share with you the news that in March, at some point, I don't have an exact date at the moment, the book will be launched and you will hear a lot more about that. So thank you for listening on that one. If this is something that's interesting to you, then, you know, as ever, reach out to me. You can contact me through www.thelazyprojectmanager.com or through LinkedIn or Twitter, etc. You can come find me and tell me about the challenges that your organization may well be facing. And if possible, can I help in any way? All right, enough about that right now. I want to move forward at this point and just give the airwaves to a friend of mine, someone who's written a very, very good book. I'm going to let them introduce themselves because they have a request of you, my Lazy Project Manager podcast listeners.
Hello, It's Rich Maltzman, PMP here. I'd like to thank Peter Taylor for letting me have a moment of the Lazy Project Manager podcast to ask a favor. I'm a co-author of several project management books, including Cleland Award-winning Green Project Management, written with Dave Shirley, PMP. Currently, I'm working on a new book with my colleague Jim Stewart, PMP, and this one is about facilitating project planning meetings. In fact, the title tentatively is very exciting: Facilitating Your Project Planning Meetings, a Project Manager's Handbook. To that end, we are collecting project meeting stories. Stories from your past, obviously your past, in which you've experienced some kind of anecdote, something that happened at a project planning meeting that's interesting, something that's illustrative. It could be weird and wacky and odd, could be humorous, could be sad, I suppose. It could be anything that's going to perhaps help illustrate the things that could go horrifically right or horrifically wrong in a project planning meeting. And we'll actually give an autographed copy of our book. The autographs only slightly devalue the book's value. We'll give a copy to the best story that's submitted. You can submit the stories simply by doing a very simple one-question survey that you'll find at this website, http://bit.do/meetingstories. And we'll have this link on Peter's website as well. But again, it's http://bit.
Well, there you are. That's a request to help. I'm sure you must have some fantastic stories you can share with Rich, and I hope you do. So you've got the contact details. Go out there and get those stories in. And now, as Monty Python used to say, now for something completely different. This is a farewell to Sabbath. On the 4th of February 2017, I will attend, with my daughter, the very last ever, well, they promise it will be the last ever, 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 Black Sabbath gig, nearly 50 years after it all started. For those who are not of my era, or who aren't aficionados of heavy metal, here's a short history. Black Sabbath are a heavy metal band from Birmingham, England, consisting originally of frontman Ozzy Osbourne, probably the most famous member of the band, guitarist Tony Iommi, bassist Geezer Butler, and Bill Ward on drums. Like many bands over time, they've gone through many personnel changes, but three of the original members are back for this, The End. Simply put, they invented heavy metal and produced four genre-defining albums in just 2 short years. The response to these first two albums was instantaneous. Black Sabbath reached number 8 in Britain and exhibited staying power in America, staying in the charts for 65 weeks. Paranoid repeated the feat, peaking at number 12 in the US and charting for 70 weeks while reaching number 1 in the UK in a 27-week run. Both albums were certified gold within a year of release. You can go and find out everything you need to know about Black Sabbath at www.blacksabbath.com. Now, last year, Black Sabbath, now with some 75 million album sales behind them, announced international dates for their last ever tour, entitled The End. The band have said, when this tour concludes, it truly will be the end. The end of one of the most legendary bands in rock and roll history. And I will be there at the end, 43 years since I first saw them play. London, Hammersmith, May 21st, 1974. And yes, that is a very sobering thought. And yes, I am getting old. Thank you kindly for noticing that. In fact, I was 10 years younger when I first saw them on stage than my daughter will be when we see them climb onto stage this month, play no doubt all of their greatest hits and take a final bow and head off stage to immortality, in a musical sense at least. If you don't agree with the immortality thought, then you must at least give them the legacy of being both the first and also one of the best heavy metal bands that we've ever seen or heard from. You may not like the music, but no one can deny what they have achieved or how many other musicians they have influenced over the many years that they have been around. After nearly 30 years in project management, it is only natural from time to time to consider what legacy will I and my fellow project managers leave behind for the next generation of project managers. After all, it has been the major part of my working life and a period of intense development of the profession. Perhaps personally, I can consider that my writings, including The Lazy Project Manager, can be one form of legacy. But in general, how have the accidental project managers done? Well, I would argue, not bad. This should come back on the report. The growth in awareness of all things project and the maturing of all of the professional communities, along with the focus of project skills and methods in most organisations, is a pretty good place to be today. Plus, there is a vibrant wealth of knowledge out there. Books, websites, blogs, podcasts, communities of practice, magazines such as Projects and so on, that project managers today can tap into. Yes, of course, 100% of projects are still not successful, and you and me probably never will be. It doesn't mean that all things that start out as a project are likely to be successful or even mean, are valid to be successful. But project health in general is so much better these days. And much of this is to do with the investment in project managers, training, support, certification, etc. And I think the days of the non-accidental project manager are definitely with us. And there is much to be left done, of course, naturally. Raising the standard of executive sponsorship, connecting business strategy to project-based activity, making project management a default step on the path to the top, the C-level of an organisation, etc. Lots to be done. But all in all, I think we should be proud of our achievements. And be confident that the generation of the intentional project managers, as I call them, entering the project management world today, have a great legacy to build from. And personally, well, I'm no Ozzy Osbourne. Actually, there are some photos somewhere that have me trying very much to look like him back in the 70s. But I'm no Black Sabbath either. And I have sold nowhere near 75 million copies of The Lazy Project Manager. But I am pretty happy with the success I've achieved and love each and every connection I receive on LinkedIn or follow on Twitter. I respect and enjoy each of the 60,000 podcast subscribers out there in project management land, and I thrill with each presentation or keynote I get to deliver around the world. And so I have no plans as yet to start my own The End tour. But I salute one of my heroes, Black Sabbath. Thanks, guys, for all the music and all of the emotion over the years. I look forward to being a small part of the last ever, ever, ever Black Sabbath gig in Birmingham in a few days. And when that time comes that I deliver my final presentation, I can only hope that the audience feel a minuscule part of the appreciation that I and my daughter and all the other members of the audience will feel when the final note is played and the cheers rise for perhaps the greatest heavy metal band ever. Thank you, Peter. Still paranoid after all these years.